at the game, but don't want to miss Ewan and Ruffy's explosive commentary? Listen to Real Radio's Derby Day commentary through your iPhone and Android phone.
So if you think Sunday will be explosive, you've heard nothing, because let's hear from Stevie and from Jimmy. Good evening, Stevie.
Evening.
Passionate Celtic man. Good evening, Jimmy.
How you doing, mate?
Passionate Rangers man. Alan Ruff will be the referee for this encounter. First of all, Steve, before we you two go at it hammer and tongs, would you like to make your point, first of all?
Is it you doing the commentary on Sunday? As in you?
Well, yes.
Alan, make sure you sit at the other end of the stadium, will you? You'll never get alive on Sunday.
I'm just wondering if he'll get in.
Might not get out, but I'll get in.
They're still middle of the party after we have him.
But you know what, Stevie? I'm a pal of Neil Lennon's. He likes me. I like him.
Aye.
I'm a pal with him. I had a good laugh and a joke with him the day at Lennox Town.
You know what that's called, June?
What's that?
That's suck bringing you in. That's what that is. He's got every single thing you've wrote about him and said about him in a wee bit of paper.
I've been nice. I like Neil Lennon. I've always been a supporter and a fan of Neil Lennon, and nobody can say otherwise.
I'll tell you what, but see, I was sitting with Gary earlier on. See, for the first time in a few years, I'm really nervous for this game. I just think it's really up there. It's like the old days, I think, this one. More so this one.
Is there more riding on this game than in any time in recent years?
I would say so. I mean, the thing is I listened to the Rangers fan that was on 2 calls ago. Was it Tam?
Yeah.
That's why I asked him what game he was watching, because apparently the referee gave us in last Sunday. Might be a mistake, but they noted a penalty kick happened.
I didn't quite understand what Tam was getting at, because I thought Diggum and Don actually a good game, generally speaking.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Nervous.
Very nervous, aye.
Jimmy, you're a Rangers man. How are you feeling ahead of this one? I can't remember so much hype surrounding a game like this one, but I suppose it's obvious because it's 9 in a row, 8 wins out of 8. Walter Smith last season looking to win 3 in a row. Neil Lennon, first full season in charge. There's so many side stories to this game. I can understand why Stevie's nervous. Are you?
How you doing, Stevie?
How you doing, Jimmy?
Not bad, mate. I agree with Stevie. I mean, although Stevie, like myself, I'm a good Gers man, he's a good Celtic man. I mean, I would agree, it's nervous times, and the 2 days are going hammer and tongs at it. I mean, the guy earlier on, the Gers fan, I don't go to disagree with him. I mean, I thought that the referee had a good game on Sunday. I still didn't think it was a penalty, but I mean, I thought today, he didn't get Dundee United ever, and I've got to disagree with that. But I've got to agree with Stevie. I was nervous, you know. And you know, it's good to see, because I know the rest of the Premier League's doing. I mean, Rangers and Celtic are out of sight now, you know. And I mean, it's between us and Celtic. And I definitely. I mean, it brings back good memories. I mean, I've got to see Rangers for more than 40 years now, and definitely. It's a Rangers Celtic game to look forward to. Stevie probably agree with me that some Rangers Celtic games going by, unless it was a league decider or whatever, they were pretty poor. Stevie, would you agree with that?
Definitely. I mean, I think one of the things that in recent years as well is one of these has always been playing well and the other one's not been, and
agree with that.
But wait a minute, you two. hey We didn't bring you two, you only agree with each other.
This is
too nicey-nicey, by the way.
Nervousness does you.
Oh, for goodness sake. This is boring. I'm turning off in a minute. This better pick up.
You've got to get credit where credit is due. The two teams are playing well. Stevie's right. He's a Celtic man. Says, me and I've got our opinions, and which we'll get across the next couple of minutes, obviously, and we'll not agree with him, but at the end of the day, we hope that the result is good for our team, and that's all we can ask for. But I'm thoroughly looking forward to the game on Sunday, and hope that my team in the end. I mean, Steve, are you the right guy?
Love is blossoming tonight. And who would ever believed it that